This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking yesterday at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion, which include Bharatwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringvedpur Dham Corridor, Akshayvat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. India has raised concerns with Canadian authorities following the murder of three Indian students in Canada last week. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has taken up the issue with the Canadian authority and India High Commissions are in touch with the local authorities for a thorough investigation. The MEA spokesperson also informed the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, is scheduled to visit India tomorrow. Mr. Jaiswal said this will be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. During his three-day visit, Mr. Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held discussions with the Minister of State and Foreign Affairs of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting took stock of the partnership and explored new opportunities in clean energy, technology, digital, mobility, heritage and maritime domains. They also exchanged views on West Asia, Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific. Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated both the countries' multilateral cooperation and Portugal's support for stronger India-EU ties. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has reaffirmed the government's commitment to transitioning from women's development to women-led development. He made the statement while inaugurating a one-day workshop titled Women Leaders Shaping Academic Excellence for Viksit Bharat at 2047 in New Delhi yesterday. The workshop, aligned with the vision of the National Education Policy 2020, highlights the empowerment of women at all levels of education. Minister Pradhan highlighted that Nari Shakti embodies strength, resilience and hope, adding that respecting women is a core value of Indian civilization. Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff, IDS, has organised a one-day workshop on the theme of energising semiconductor ecosystem to make India self-reliant in IC chip manufacturing. In a statement, the Defence Ministry stated that the workshop served as a platform for addressing critical issues related to semiconductor self-reliance. Experts from the Defence and Electronics and Information Technology Ministries, academia and private industries participated in the discussions. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to likely continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 days and abate thereafter. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. In East India, these conditions will also prevail over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand till today. Third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy Series between India and Australia will begin at Gabba in Brisbane this morning. The five-match series is currently tied 1-1. Australia won the second test by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval and India registered a 295-run triumph at the Optus Stadium in Perth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.